Okay, fine. So now we have to move, since, we spent a lot of time figuring out, well, things that are ambiguous could either be defined as wood or they could be defined as fruit, and that stands on there, that, determines their status who should be. In the background seemed to be the assumption that, oh, obviously, well, if it was defined as mere wood, it would not be Kadesh Bikdushat Shvi. The problem is that is far, far from simple, which is what we need to turn to now. Okay, so here we turn to a complicated sugya in the Bavli. It appears almost identically in Sukkah Daf Mem and above a Bava Kamakof Aleph to Kuf Bet. Okay, and the context is lulav, lulav. Okay, so as we all know, on Sukkot, we take the Arba Minim, right? The Arba Minim. What? The Arba Minim, right, Zach? Right, the Arba Minim. Good. So you tell me right off the bat, what do you think the status of Kedushat Shvi'i is of the Arba Minim? What do you think? Right, you went through them. So which of them is clearly a problem with Kedushat Shvi'i? The Etrog. Why the Etrog? It's a fruit, thank you. This wasn't complicated, right? It's edible, not great tasting, admittedly, right? Bitter, sour, rather, intensely sour. It is possible to eat, but all the people I've known to eat etrog, they eat it in one of two ways, either as jelly, because as we all know, jelly is like 7,000% sugar, and then whatever flavoring you put into the sugar, right? Which is, why. Well, that's why, germs cannot survive in it. That's what's called preserves, right? Because it preserves it, because the sugar content is toxic. But we eat it, right? That's great. And sometimes the ones you get here are like, they also are radioactive colored. So like that radioactive red, it's like, scares me. Anyways, never mind. Okay, fine. What about, but the one that the Gemara wants to know is lulav. Why is lulav the one that's, Zach, why is lulav the one that the Gemara is asking and is relevant for our question? Because we're asking for the status of wood, and lulav is a branch, right? Is a branch. So the Gemara says, Taima de lulav bar shishit hanichnas l'shvi'itu. The implication, again, I cut out some of the sugya, but the implication at this point in the sugya, it's enough to understand from this point on, is that the relevant lulav in question is not Kadosh Mikdushat Shvi'i because it comes from year six, which implies Hadishvi'i Kadosh, that Shmita lulavim are in fact Kadosh. And then the Gemara says, Amai! I don't understand why. Eitzim be'alma who? It's just wood. The eitzim ain bahem mishum kedushat shvi'it. And wood doesn't have the status of kedushat shvi'it, which, as we saw, is the implication of everything we've done for the last few days, right? That was the whole question. Is it wood? Is it not wood? Right? The whole machlokas that we went on for like an hour yesterday between Shlomo and Mordechai, it's amazing they're still friends after this machloket of how to treat the Azov and the Sia. I mean, it's terrible, right? The Tanyal kanim al beikva neim shegiv evan lechobal pnei azada liktan lachila yesh men kedushat shvi'it liktan leitzim ein men kedushat shvi'it. So here the Gemara has a very parallel case that it proves it from, which are grape leaves, right? Or other types of leaves. But let's take grape leaves, because this, I assume, as you know, grape leaves, if you pick it as a leaf, what? Ale is a leaf, ale are leaves of, possessive, right? Right?
You're so smart. Very smart.
When Donnie gave his Chabura on Acher, he didn't quote the famous book that was written about Acher. Okay. As a driven leaf. Good. There was like a conservative rabbi in the Milton Steinberg, I think, who wrote a historical fiction about Acher called,
he told me that he was considering.
right, As a Driven Leaf, which in Hebrew is Ale Nidaf, right? And yes, so an Ale is a leaf, and Ale are the leaves of plural. Okay? So let's take the grape example. Right? So it says, if you pick grape leaves, so then, if you pick them with the intent of eating them, I assume at some point you've seen, if not eaten, grape leaves? You've never seen stuffed grape leaves? It's like a fancy, it's like fancy. No? None of you have ever had? Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you've never had stuffed grape leaves? Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, so people eat this, stuffed grape leaves, right? You can stuff them with whatever. It's usually stuffed with rice and something else, right? It can be savory, and sometimes people will put meat in it, right? It can be sweet, and it'll be like rice and like, I don't know, craisins or something. I don't know. I'm sure if I Google right now, stuffed grape leaves recipes, which is what you should do in a fast day always, Google recipes, right? Stuffed grape leaves. The first two searches, stuffed grape leaves and stuffed grape leaf calories. Those are the first two suggested ones. Fine, right? It's also known as dolma, right? So yeah, you know, you have all these different recipes. Grape leaves, lean ground beef, chicken broth, grain. Well, that's the point. So the Gemara says if you have grape leaves, right? If you have grape leaves, so then what? So if you pick the grape leaves with the intent to make stuffed grape leaves, right, as food, so then kadosh, right? Likdan la'etzim, ein mehem kedusha shvi'it. Now, parenthetically, remember I said that another reason why the Rambam might reject our whole Yerushalmi is just because it's not just that it's not mentioned in the Tosefta, like Ma'ariv Panim points out, and not just Ben Moshe, it could just be he looks at this sugya, and according to this sugya, at what point is something defined as Kedushat Shvi'it? When you pick it, right? L'kita. Right, so maybe he just says that's what it is, and not buyer, seller, Well, the point is, right, but the likely place, right, if you didn't buy this also, you would be here, would be l'kita, right? Yeah, but presumably you could change your mind before you pick it off the tree. In general, we don't, right? Because it's still attached to the ground. It's not in your control yet, I assume. Anyways, so the Gemara says, I don't understand, right? Doesn't that imply that wood can have kedushat shvi'it, right? Yes? No? Yes? No? Good? Yeah? Okay. So what is the Gemara answer? Shiny hatam, the Omer kra lochem, le'ochla. The pasuk says, for you, for eating. Lochem, dumya, de le'ochla. For you, similar to eating. Mi shahanato uviuro shaveh, yatsu eitzim. Shahana'atan achar bi'ura. So the Gemara says leaves are different than wood itself. Because, now let's at least try to get it down, but we're going to have to get into this argument. What does the Gemara say? Why? Why is wood, right, not leaves, but wood now, right? The Gemara at first equates wood with leaves, right? But now the Gemara says, no, wood is actually different. Why is wood different? So the Gemara says, because lochem la'achla. So right off the bat, what does the Gemara assume is true about lochem lochla? What's non-negotiable? That something is included in achila, in kedushat shvi'it that's not pure food, right? Right. That's right off the bat, right? Agreed. I'm gonna let's build up the chidushim here, right? First chidush, which we've already seen a little bit, right? But this is the Gemara's source: is that lochem, right? What's the logic? Let's just take the logic. Right, very simple, very pshat, very basic. L'achla would mean to eat. Lochem to you is more expansive than eating because it implies that you can use it, right? So now the Gemara says, okay, this is the logic it's going through. L'achla implies that kedushat shvi'it only takes effect to eating, right? And what we're going to have to, as we're going to see, we're going to have to distinguish between, there are really two things caught up in there, which are what things become kadosh and what are you allowed to do with Shemitah produce, right? Those are both as we'll see, potentially implied here. We'll see which one it is, okay? But Lachem tells you food. Sorry, Lachla tells you food. Lachem expands it. Okay? But the Gemara says, okay, but if everything in the world that you could use was Kadosh B'Kadosh HaShvi'it, it should just say Lachem. Lachem. Instead it says Lachem. Lachla. So what is the Gemara? What is the Gemara now going
to
do?
It has to be similar. I think that you could have to be similar.
Right. Something about Lachla has to teach you about the nature of the types of things that will be expanded by the word Lachem. Yes? Right? That's what the Gemara wants from you. So what is the... Now, there are different ways of taking that conceptually. Right? Such as, right? What might we do with that drasha? Right? So we could say that what this means is that it's not just that we learn similarities between Lachem and Lachla, but that for the purpose of Shemitah, the other Hana'ot are viewed as an expansion of Achila itself. Right? Or you could say, no, they're just parallel, right? Which might, right? Now that sounds similar, but it might not be, right? It might be that if you see this as an expansion of Achila, it's going to be more limiting in terms of what gets in that category, right? If you just say it's sort of like a comparison rather than an expansion, right? So it might be more malleable. So what is the comparison? Good. So Gemara says, so however you want to take it, whether it's a comparison or an expansion, which, well, again, we'll see whether there's a difference to that. The key feature that the Gemara derives from Achila is Hana'ato Uro Shaveh. What does Hana'ato Uro Shaveh mean? No, I don't want Rashi yet. I want you to tell me what you think the words mean. The benefit and the usage happen at the same time. Eating, right? By eating, when we eat, we benefit as we destroy it. You know, as Mordechai consumes his post-fast Entenmann's, his enjoyment comes from the destruction of the poor Entenmann donuts. Donuts? Donuts?
Sometimes donuts usually
get hit by gold. Alright. Really? Okay.
We share among the family.
Sure you do. Just like you share your pints of ice cream. I've seen what you do to those things, you know. Anyways. Okay, fine. So eating is defined as hana'ato viro shaveh. So the Gemara says the hana'ot that are derived from the expansion of lochem must share that feature, which excludes firewood. Why? Exactly, right? The benefit comes afterwards, right? I burn it and then creates warmth, right? But not simultaneous. Okay, go ahead.
I was reading this one time as the benefit was for the coals, normal firewood.
Hana'atan la'achar biurad, right?
How is burning getting warmth? How is that not happening at the same
time?
Right. It's from once they come, right? So, yeah, I mean, he's talking about it for cooking, right? You don't cook when it's, right? What he's saying is you don't cook it when it's a roaring fire. You wait till it's
cold.
Right. I mean, it doesn't really mean coals, but right, meaning yeah, no. Gechalim, it's the same way that like when you have a barbecue, right? You wait till right the heat coming from the barbecue, not necessarily the fire, right? You like light it on fire. There's that first fire and then you know goes down and you cook then, right? Same thing with wood, right? When they would cook, right? They didn't cook with the roaring flame, right? Whatever. You don't make it into coal. In what we call in English coal. You know, charred. There you go. Right. You char it. Right. It's not coal. Not the point. Right? Fine. You cook from it. Right. No, I love that. Right. Whoa, let's hold off. Hold one second. Slowly. Okay, now. So now, someone tell me what exactly When the Gemara says, okay, we compare it to achila, and we tell you that the hana you get must be hana to ubiro shaveh, and not... You got to be very, very careful, right? The Gemara really says two things. Zach, what does the Gemara say? Well, it means that I can make sure you're paying attention, right? So, walk through it with me. When you say Hanato Viroshaveh, right? But not when the Hana'a comes after the Biur. Right? Are those two the same? Are those two phrases the same? Why not? Go on, this is not like, right? Why not? Why are those not identical? This is not complicated, right? It should be Hanato, right? Achila is Hanato v'roshaveh, and therefore it can't be something where the Hana only comes after this destruction. Okay, good. What question should you ask if you're a careful reader? What's missing?
During after.
No, we just did during, we did after.
No.
Before. No, there's another word. There's before. Another... Before, thank you. This wasn't complicated. Before, right? Before. What if you got the Hana'a before it was destroyed?
Like herbs that you're smelling, like you're smelling stuff?
Yes. Right? As we'll see, right? Things that you smell, right? Where you get benefit before its destruction. Right? Does that count as Achila?
You're saying the smell reaches you before what?
Before you destroy it. When you eat, you get the benefit, it's destroyed. When you smell something, is it destroyed?
I mean, if you're going to have those things that can really happen with any, like, anything.
Many things, correct.
No, like anything. Like I would say...
Correct.
Eating,
no, because halachically we're saying that eating is considered anato v'yarato shaveh, because the process of eating is what destroys it. Right? But the process of smelling doesn't. Right? The hanah is before. Right? So the Gemara clearly leaves it as an open question. Do you really wonder why I'm calling on you? Really? So why are you asking me? Right? So you tell me, right? Hanato uviro shaveh has kedusha. Hanato hana after biur, no kedusha at this stage in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't tell you about before, right? So someone tell me, why is hanato uviro shaveh important such that? Right, if I ask you now, okay, I'll put it differently. What do you think? Misvara. What misvara is something where you get the benefit before destruction, kadosh or not kadosh? Okay, good. So Kobe says something very smart, right? Very smart. And what are you saying, Kobe? Kobe says, no, the real rule is it needs to be at the same time. Why does it have to be at the same time, Kobe? Because, right? Okay, so then what is Kobe implying? What does he think? Remember we said there's two different ways you could take the comparison to Achila? One is that you actually think like it's an expansion of the category of Achila, in which case there's going to be a tight comparison between them, right? So Kobe says, well, wait a second. If the point is Hana to Uvi Uro Shaveh means what? That we expand the category of Achila. And therefore, the way in which you benefit from whatever it is must be similar to food, then it doesn't matter if the Hana is before or the Hana is after. If it's not simultaneous, then it's not an expansion of Achila, and therefore there's no Kedusha Shvi'it. But there's another possibility. Why else might it be that you can't do... You can't, something won't be kadosh if the hana comes afterwards.
It wasn't used in the proper way.
Okay, what's that called?
Not maximizing.
Meaning what? The problem is, because it's mafsid, it's destruction, right? Meaning, right, the other reason could be.
Oh, it looks like it's just destruction.
Right, exactly, is that if the benefit comes, if Mordechai eats his endomins and he's benefiting it from while he destroys it. We don't call that destruction. We call that eating or breaking his fast. al pi minhag avos, as he has informed us. Yes. Right? Right, very, very kaddish. I'm sorry that you have to break. Is there anything that's like an equivalent, like b'shas adchak? You know, like...
I don't know if it exists in Israel.
Oh. I hope you find it. Sorry, I'm picking
it.
Yeah, it's very rare, actually, to get baked goods here that are kedusha shviyit. It could be, obviously, right? Because you could get wheat. But most of our wheat is actually imported in this country. What? No, it's very practical. It's very simple. Israel is an overpopulated, little, tiny country, right? There are places like America that have thousands of miles of just corn, right? Or, right, where there is nothing but corn. No, because we don't have space. Well, let me ask you. Is it cheaper for someone to just, I'll just grow my own wheat in Manhattan? Right? No! You know how much space you need for wheat? Yeah, but do you know how much real estate is in this place? You know how expensive land? Yes, exactly. So we get it from, I assume we get it from Europe. I assume we get it from Europe. I'm not really sure. I think from Europe.
Yeah, America's like pretty
far. No, I don't think we get it from America. We do get something from America, but I assume we get it from Europe. Right? I don't know, Russia or something? I don't know. Russia also has like way too much space with nobody living there. Right? Yeah. No, it's like, it is that weird thing when you, like, drive through the middle of America. It's just nothing but corn and wheat for miles and miles and miles, you know. Yeah. In Canada, it's gas lines for miles and miles and miles. Well, that too. Yeah. You know, no, like, there are certain places Ara wants to go on vacation in Canada, and, like, you have to bring an extra tank of gas in your car because you cannot fill your car up enough between gas stations with hundreds of miles with no nothingness, right? So you have to bring gas. It scares me a little bit. Like when you get like broken down in the middle of nowhere. Yeah.
It sounds like from the words of the Braisa that you're allowed to, that if the Hanah is before him, it's okay because it's listing the things that are problems, and it's not listing that as one of the
problems. So we're going to see that this is actually a machloket rishonim.
But it says yetsu eitzim, something that you smell.
We're going to see that this is a machloket rishonim, okay? But I want you to keep in mind, I want you to see how it emerges from the Gemara itself, okay? Fine. So let's continue. So now the Gemara says, right, and it all depends on what you think this principle really means. Okay? I said, we're not going to do this in one day. This Gemara is very complicated. There's a lot here. Right? So at this point, the Gemara says, listen, the way that you use wood, whatever it is not Hana Tovu Shaveh. The Hana is after the beer. Right? So the Gemara says, that's very good for the wood that you are using to cook, in which case you have to wait for it to cool down. But what is there? Vaha ika etzim dimashchan dahanatan uvioro shaveh. The Gemara says, but there's another type of wood. What type of wood is there? Come on, you guys did this Gemara, no? What for burning, right? Right, dimashchan. What's mashchan? Oily, thank you. Right, oily. Right, like Meshicha. Right, like you like Mashiach. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Mashiach means oily, right? I mean, not oily. It means that it is anointed, right? That the Messiah, the Messianic King, is anointed, right? But sure. I don't know if how many adherents you would have if that was, you know. Yes, exactly. The oiliest person will be the Messiah, right? Meaning provides heat, right? So the Gemara says no, right? Stam amarava stam etzim lehasaka hain omdin, right? Most is used for fuel, right? Not just heat, meaning. Really what it means is fuel, it's any fuel, right? Because it's heat, so yeah, you burn it and you get benefit right away, right? But any type of fuel is not that way, right? Not just cooking, right? Think about it, right? Right? I burn wood to, or coal or whatever, to run an old-style train or whatever, right? The fuel, the whole point is I burn it to create energy that I use for something else, right? So it's not simultaneous as opposed to heat where it really would be. Right, he says most wood is used for something. Right,
so
for something.
Say, therefore, all wood has falls under the same.
Okay. Very good. So now Josh says, "Wait a second! Wait a second! Wait a second!" Right? What does the Gemara seem to imply of that line?
Broke a coal by wood.
So he said, "Well, there's two ways of reading it, which is there are two ways of reading that line. What's the ways of reading that line?"
It didn't include it in the brisa because most of them.
Good. One is that you're right. One is that. Very good. Right? Josh says there's two ways of reading that line. One is that wood that is used for heat is kadosh kedushat shvi'i because hanato biro shaveh, but it's not mentioned in the brisa because most wood doesn't fit that category. So it just happens to not be talking about it. The other possibility is no. Even if you use wood for heat, it doesn't matter because wood is defined by its majority usage. And since its majority usage is fuel, and in fuel, hanato, eina hanato, uviro shaveh, therefore, we define all wood as not hanato, uviro shaveh. You see how this is very unclear which one the Gemara says. Well, it could be either. So then the Gemara says in the next line, the Eitzim Lahasaka Tanaihi, right? But the truth is that kindling wood is itself a Machloket Tanoim. Detanya ain mosrin peirot shviit lo lemishra velo lechvusa. Rabbi Yosi Omer mosrin, you cannot give over fruit of shmita, right? For soaking flax or for laundering, right? And Rabbi Yosi says you can. So Gemara says, well, what is the machlokas here, right? My time of detana kama. Why does the Tanakhama say that it is permitted, Amar Kra, le'ochla? Because the Pasuk says to eat. V'lo le'mishra v'lo le'chvusa. Not for soaking and not for laundering. My time of the Rabbi Yosi. So why does Rabbi Yosi say you can use Shemitah produce for this? Amar Kra, lochem. Lochem le'chol tzarcheichem. V'afilu le'mishra v'le'chvusa. You for all your needs. Now, is Rabbi Yosi doing the same thing with l'ochla that Lachem, that the earlier source did with the Lachem? No. No, thank you. The answer is no. What is he doing? He's saying Lachem l'chol tzarcheichem. He doesn't say Lachem qualified by L'achla. What does he think? L'achla, one, Lachem. Right? Not qualified. Right? V'tana kama, and therefore, he includes laundering and soaking. And the Tanakama, no, because that's the next line, which is, V'tanakama, haktiv lachem. Wait, the Tanakama also says lachem, so why doesn't he expand it that far? Answer, hahu lachem, dum yidachila, because he holds. The Tanakama, which implies Rabbi Yosi, does not agree to this, that what? Lachem has to be qualified by achila.
I thought the
right, so the Gemara doesn't seem to believe that, right? The Gemara seems to think that in this case, the machloket is the extent to which you compare lochem to achla at all, right? Because it says, v'tanakama k'tiv lochem, the Tanakama says lochem, hahu lochem dumya dil achla. For the Tanakama, lochem is compared to lochla, misha nato viru shaveh. So he holds it has to be hana'a and destruction at the same time. Yatsu mishrach v'zuzha janatan achar biuran. Ah, so then the Gemara is, whose question is that? The immediate next words in the Gemara. Thank you, I'm glad, I'm going to put it this way. Very good, no, good. I'm glad Put it this way, either you're remembering the Gemara, or you forgot it, but you have internalized Gemara logic to the point where you can intuit the Gemara. Both of those I'll take for now, okay? Rabbi Yosi, the Gemara said, but wait a second, that's not fair. Don't tell me. Wait, what does the Gemara seem to be doing? The Gemara is saying, wait a second. At first, it's presenting it as if the Tanakhama holds, Lachem is qualified by Lachla, and Rabbi Yosi thinks Lachem is not qualified by Lachla. It's just a extra heter. The Gemara challenges this and says, maybe you didn't notice, but you know, Rabbi Yosi must acknowledge that the word Lachla exists in the Pasuk, right? You know, it's there. I assure you, it's there. Right? Rabbi Yosi Akviv Le'achla. Doesn't Rabbi Yosi also say Le'achla? So the Gemara says, you're right. But Umi Baile Le'achla V'lo L'melugma. Le'achla doesn't qualify Lachem. It just excludes medicine. Tidetani Le'achla V'lo L'melugma. Atom Le'achla V'lo L'melugma. So he said, well, once you're excluding something, why would you exclude medicine and include laundry? Kishu Omer Lachem. So he said, Lachem, I really Kfusa Amor. No, that includes laundry. The Gemara says, you didn't answer the question. Okay, I get it. It excludes one and includes the other. Why, when you're choosing, did you choose to exclude medicine and include laundry? Because now he says, Rabbi Yosi does learn something from this comparison, and that is, it is be universal. The more universal,
the more likely to be.
Correct. And right, it could be that Rabbi Yosi does sort of take a certain comparison, but it's a comparison rather than, right? Right? Meaning he's, it's not an expansion. It's clearly, it's too expansive to be under Achila, but he does learn something. Medicine is not for everybody. It's only for what type of person? A sick person. Thank you. Right? A sick person. Right?
What did Tommy Tom say about Malugma?
Ouch. Everyone agrees. So the Gemara says, Ma tana lahadatana rabbanan la'achlav lola malugma la'achlav lola zilov la'achlav lola zala'a so'at mimen a-pik divizin.
Ha.
What?
I don't know.
What?
I did not. I just said.
I mean, it's not Hebrew. It's. It's. Yeah, it's not. It's. It means an emetic. It's an emetic. 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 A thing that makes you vomit.
Yes.
All right.
An emetic. Right? Kiman, Rabbi Yosi. It's Rabbi Yosi. Di Rabban, Rikonami, Mishra Chusa. Because according to Rabbi Yosi, you have to exclude these as well. Okay.
According
to the Tanakh Kamba, it's Hanasa and Ubir Shabbat
by Malugma.
It's not. When you consume the medicine. Might be, but it's not Shabbat Chaladam. Because he has to agree by Shabbat Chaladam. Does it say that he would? Well, look, everyone seems to agree that Malugma is not Kadosh. Okay, so this Gemara is very hard to understand, right? It's very complicated. It's very confusing, okay? So now you have, right, you have the Machlokas here of Yosi and the Tanakhama. What do they argue about? The Tanakhama seems to hold that what? He definitely holds that, but he also seems to have a quite limited expansion of what counts as hana'ah beyond achila, right? Limited to, right? Because he seems to, at some level, think that lochla either is a very tight comparison or an expansion of the category, right? Lochem lochla.
Yeah.
Suppose Rabbi Yosi, who thinks it's just sort of some sort of comparison, and therefore it just opens up new. Right, lochem is its own etherim, and right, the comparison to achla excludes certain things and so, right? But there's other avenues. They don't seem to be subsumed under achila. Okay. Now let's focus, though, on the wood point. Right? So in the middle of this whole discussion, the Gemara says, but there's a machloket about wood. Right? There's a machloket about wood. What is the machloket about wood? The Gemara says there's a machloket about wood. What is the machloket? About kindle wood. What? So what is it? The Gemara says, "Ve'etzim la'asaka," right? Is a machloket, right? "Ve'etzim la'asaka tanoihi," it's a machloket, right? So, what's the machloket? So Mordechai said the machloket is factual, right? That's possible, right? Meaning it's always possible in machloket. They agree on the conceptual standards. They agree on the application. Disagree on the application, rather, right? Meaning they agree hanato v'rosh shava, and maybe, right? They disagree whether making fuel is really considered subsequent.
Okay,
it's unlikely, but not impossible. Okay, yeah, Kobe.
Is that they're arguing about, Ryoza says that it's sort of use, which even though it's not being used at the time that it's right. being destroyed, then it's that's what Mark has said.
No. Ryoza acknowledges or the fact that it's not being used at the same time.
Yeah, but he still says that's Kadosh Bikti Chashvias because
yes.
Right, so we could say that just like we have a machloket immediately subsequent on in terms of the standards of what or how expansive the hana is, right? Maybe there's a similar machloket here, right? Now, and remember, we still need to answer Josh's question, which was when the Gemara says stam etzim la'asaka ninyu, does that mean that according to the shita that stam etzim la'asaka ninyu, does that mean that what? That all wood that is normally used for firewood is not kadosh, even if you plan on using it for heat, yeah. Right? Which is anato viro shaveh. Or is it good? So let's just put the last question. Rashi, right? What does Rashi think on the last point? Does Rashi think that means that wood that's according to the sheet that wood is not kadosh, that's only wood that's not going to be used for heat, or even wood that is going to be used for heat, since it's usually used for fuel, even wood used for heat is not kadosh? What does he think? Very good, right? Rashi is very clear that it's the second, right? Is that the point isn't that wood that is not going to be used as fuel is not kadosh, it's that because most wood is used as fuel, all fuel wood is halachically defined as fuel and therefore not kadosh according to that position. Right, let's just see it inside. I bolded it for you in case you didn't notice, right? Rashi says, Umishani, stam etzim shel hezek la'asaka nitnu l'briot, right? Firewood, fuel wood was given as fuel. And therefore most of it is not given for heat. Hilkach, therefore, lo nachtu b'kedusha tshviat me'ikara va'afil liktan l'ha'ir.
Wait, then there's two different machlokes.
Oh, very good. Based on this, right, based on how you read the first one, you're going to get different interpretations of what the machloket is.
The Rabbanim agree that it's enough to use for heat are kind of
exactly, right? You could add, right? It's going to shape the way, exactly, right? Because depending on what shita you think, depending on what you think the shita is that etzim la'asaka are not kadosh is going to affect what you think the opposite shita says, right? Obviously, that right? That's why it's important to understand. Good. So Tosfot weighs in. So what does Tosfot say? Tosfot says, etzim da'asaka tanoi. What's the machloket? Inohagu b'shvit alo. Whether Shemitah, Kedusha Shvi'it applies to it or not, right? And then what does that depend on for him? De'ikatane de'dorish lochem adum yoda la'achila la'amute kol shanato acher bi'uro u'memayit atse al-saka v'it alo memayit ala dover shanato eno shavim chol adam gon melugma v'zilof v'pik tizon, right? Okay, so Tosfot summarizes at very simply the way he understands the next few lines of the Gemara. Is that what is the machloket? The machloket is, what is the halachic standard for the things that become kadosh? What are the two standards he sets up? Be hana'ato v'yero shaveh, or shaveh b'chol adam. He says there are two opposite standards. One is that it's simply about the way in which you benefit, and the other it's how universal the benefit is. Right now, again, at some level, right? At some level, right? What might the machloket be? It might be, right? But it also might be, right? Again, we pointed out that the different drushot sound very different, right? Saying that it needs to have the same features of the hana'ah, the same features of the hana'ah of achila, right, does imply that at some level it's, right, an expansion of achila, right? Not necessarily, but it does sound more that way, right? To say that, no, all it needs is lochem, meaning it has to be the type of thing that everyone uses, right? That seems to be that there's a different avenue of
comparing it to achila and that people use it. That's like the most basic.
Right, exactly, right? Meaning it's another avenue of heter, lochem, meaning everyone uses it, right? That's all, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So kach perish bekuntras. That, right, that's his summary of Rashi. Rabotenu hayagorsin ustam eitzim lazaka tanoihi hu perish bekuntras de tarach ala liyashva velo yachol.
Yeah, I didn't know what this meant.
What does that mean? He put a lot of effort into liyashva, as to mean yashiv, means to resolve this, and he couldn't. Meaning what?
Rashi didn't have an answer.
No, Rashi's saying the
person. No, Rashi's saying the Gemara, right? Meaning what? That the Gemara, when it says Tam Eitzin La'asaka Ninu, what is it doing?
Asking a question. No. It's not an answer.
Okay, sharper, come on, yeah. Meaning what?
Bring
an
answer
to
the question,
which ends up being on the
focus.
Say that one more time. I mean, the question really is, right, does this, when it says Eitzim La'asaka Tanoi, is this one continuous sugyo which is constantly clarifying itself, or is that a pivot in the Gemara to saying everything we said about wood, forget about it, right? We have a different version of this. Right.
The Rashi saying that
So let's continue. Let's see if it becomes clear as you read it, okay? But keep that in mind. It says perish b'kuntras. This is how it works. Tanoihi ikolamandit leistam eitzim lasaka nitnu velo chai lashviit. One position says that what are we talking about? Wood that is going to be used for fuel. Right? Velo chai lashviit afilo eitzim demashchan v'ika desavar eitzim demashchan mia chayla. V'hainu tanoi. Right? So as much as I said this is unlikely, who is he siding with? Mordechai. right? That what does Rashi say? What's the machloket? Whether we go by rove or not. Right? According to him, this is the machloket, meaning this is how the Gemara goes. The Gemara says, Stam Eitzim La'asaka, and therefore none of them are kadosh. And then the Gemara says, no, that's not true. That is a machloket. That point exactly is a machloket. One shita holds it goes by rove, and therefore, even wood that's going to be used as firewood, right, for heat is not kadosh, right? Correct.
And
v'hainu tanai, because the Gemara changes his mind. V'hainu tanai, rabbanan zari stam peret la'achila dinu v'chayalai v'dush shvi'ik darinan, da'ach al davar shem v'ver n'shava, chayalai helkach, avi liktad l'mishra v'lekvusa l'mahani mechshava, l'mahave ka'alei kandem sh'liktam leitzim v'mishru da'ach astamay alachi, v'lachi av alperet stamay alachila, mishad yitziratan chayalai kadusha alayu. And he says, so what does this connect to the end, the rest of the sugya? How does this connect to the second half of the sugya? Because Peirot, everyone agrees are kadosh. Why? Because rove are for eating, right? That's what food is, right? And but what about mishra v'chavus? Right, washing. It's a meal. So if you think that it goes by rove, then is that kadosh? Yes, and therefore you're not allowed to use it. Right, think about how he, right? What is Rashi doing? This is, right, you gotta catch it. It's a very sharp, right? It's a very careful read. What is it Rashi doing? He's saying, here's the machloket Rabbi Yossi and Chacham. According to the Chachamim, you go by rove, and therefore, fruit is automatically considered what?
Kadosh.
One second. It's called, it's now kadosh. Something which is kadosh, are you allowed to use it stam for a lower purpose and doesn't maximize it? No! Right? So what does he say? Chachamim, who hold that you can't use fruit for washing and stuff like that, that's driven by their conviction that you go by rove, which means that fruit is automatically considered kadosh b'kedushas shviyat as food, which requires you then to maximize the hana'ah, and therefore you can't use it for washing, right? Rabbi Yossi, who holds you are allowed to use it for washing, right? Why does he say that? It's not choshish for the niyot. It's that it is not defined by the rove, and therefore...
How can you say that against the rove, though?
What do you mean?
How can you say it's not defined by the rove?
Because not defined by the rove. It's defined by what you actually plan on using it for. And therefore, if I pick it with the intention of using it for wash, that means that was the status I granted to it. And therefore, by washing with it, that is maximizing its potential as I defined it. Right? Right? So therefore, right, what he's saying is the machloket is whether or not we allow things to be defined by the rove, even against the purpose that you plan on using it for, or not. He's saying that's why I brought it up, because that machloket parallels wood. Namely, that stam eitzim lasagan in lochaila fuel eitzim the mashchan. So the chachamim will hold it since we go by rove, right? That comes out a chumra by washing, because the fruit is defined as food and it can't be used for washing. But it comes out as a kula. One second, it comes out as a kula at by what?
By wood.
Rabbi Yossi.
Why would we apply the Rabbanan from here into before?
That's how he reads the Gemara. That's how he reads the Gemara. He's saying, what's the connection between the first half and the second half?
Who says that they'll let you be?
I'm saying, Rabbi Yossi Savar, Lo Amrian Stam Perelachila Ninu. We don't just say that fruit are all food. We don't. And therefore, just like, even by fruit, Rabbi Yossi holds that you can define it based on your intent and not by its normal purpose. Just like Ale Kanim Ukvanim. Vehechan Lemik, the delict on the Mishra, Ave Darashanato Achibiru, Biro Velochale Shviat. So, right, Tosfot says, right, Tosfot building, expanding on Rashi, says, how does the Sugya read? This is the Machloket. The Machloket in both halves of the Sugya. By wood and by washing, right, by laundry, is, are objects defined lekula and lechumra by their majority use, which comes out as a kula by wood because it's usually used for something which is not hanatovi roshaveh, and therefore not kadosh, and therefore even when you do use it for heating, it's not kadosh, right? Or do you define it by its minority purpose, if that is in fact what you intended to use it for? And therefore, if you intend on using it for heat, when hanato viro shaveh, it is kadosh. That is Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi will be lenient on washing and machmir on wood. And the chachamim, who hold that you go by rov, are makil on wood and machmir to forbid using fruit for laundry.
According to the chachamim, they might just be saying you're not allowed to be makil against the rov, but maybe against the, but maybe if you want to be machmir.
You could, but that's not, but that's not how he understands the sugya. Right, you're right. You could, Misvara had said, that can't be, right? Because maybe you're only allowed to do it le chumra, but not le kula. You're right, you could have said that, but that's not what they're saying. Okay, there's two questions here. One is that, two questions here. One is that what he's saying? The second is, do you agree, right?
Yes.
Right? Is that what he's saying? Yeah, right? I mean, he's saying the end of the machloket is whether you define things by their purpose as you intend them, or
that it's going to hold up when you flip it.
That's how he understands the Gemara's connection between Eitzim and laundry, right? Mm-hmm. Now, according to Rashi and Tosafot, what's the maskana? Is wood ever kadosh? It's a machloket. So presumably, there. How would we paskin? Presumably,
I know lekula.
Like the chachamim, which would be lekula.
Yeah.
Right? We paskin like the majority view, chum against Rabbi Yossi, and therefore wood would, by definition, not be kadosh, right? That's the simple implication of where we are so far, right? Correct. Correct. Now, who doesn't like this, right? What do you mean? Because we want to show you. We want to show you the difference, who they're arguing with. Right? Because this hangs on this machlok is
going to. It's Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Yossi, doesn't
it? Correct. That's what it's doing. That's exactly what it's doing. It's showing you that.
Showing you Rabbi Yossi's opinion.
Yes.
And also somewhere else.
Yes. Okay. Look at the Ritva. Okay. Ritva doesn't like this. Right? Right? Look at his second line. Right? He says that if you wanted to say that, what if you want to say like Tosa, what should the Girsah be in the Gemara? And in fact, in certain Girsah, it has this. Eitzim la'saka heim omdim tanoi. The question of whether wood is designated as fuel is itself the machloket. And what does he say? Perish. Iamrin eitzim mitzchon dinim ke eitzim da'saka the sharo dinim ke perit vasire. Right? That the machloket is whether you treat wood like that's meant for fire, for heat, like firewood or like fruit. He is veleta. That can't be. Damat nizan the maisi lo darshan dumya da'achila. La filo eitzim da'asagash anadan achari bura and yeshmem kedusha shvihet v'chem v'chol duchtayu. He said, that can't be. Why not? Why can't that be? Because the machloket, right? What does he say? He said, that's a bad read of the machloket. What does the machloket of Yossi in the Chachamim? Right? Remember I said, is this a compelling read? I don't know if it's compelling. Yes! The Gemara seems to say the machloket isn't about how you define wood. What's it about? Right? Meaning, right? The Gemara, he said, what is the simple read of the Gemara? What's the machloket of Yossi and the Chachamim? The drasha. How expansive do we define? Not whether we define something by its majority use or its minority use, but what types of hana'a count based on whether you have the drasha of lachem lachla or lachem.
So according to the previous, the void would be included in expensive or...
Right, so therefore he says, Perish, avak nev devil lachem lachla chechem, davka dum de lachla, shanei ato viru to shavev, omidiachin asr lehonu mehem afil toch zman abiyor, ulidid hu, right, so he says, according to the drasha of lochem lecholtzor chechem, right? He holds that what do you need? What's the standard according to Rabbi Yossi? Hanato viro shaveh. Ulididhu eitzim dasaka. Shekolanatan achar biurim enim bechal kedushat shvid. Sheenim bechal lachla morbidin shvid. Afil lachar biyim mutarim. Right? Rabbi Yossi omer mosren. Delo darish lachem dumya dile achla. Elamutan in a beret. Toch zmana biur. And therefore, skipping the last line, who adin la'itzim dahasaka, da'avagav deina da'irer shaveh, avheim bechlal le'ochla, mutarim betoch habir, asurin, achar zman habir. Right? He says, if you define it by lochem, then what? I'm sorry, if your whole standard is what? If it happened at the same time or not, then what does it depend on? Whether you're getting hana at the same time, right?
And therefore,
if you're doing it at the same time, it would be, right? But not it's a masaka. Right. So then you have Tosos as well in Baba Kama. I'll hold off on this. Let's see. Should we? It looks like our man sort of wants to start because he already came. Okay. You know what? Let's hold off till tomorrow. Tomorrow, what you do is finish the rest of the sources on the sheet. Okay, as much as you can. Right now that we've read the Gemara carefully, you see where the points of inflection are, as it were. Right. Tomorrow, spell it out and see how. Right? What do we actually, right, say now, right? According, because as we say, according to Tosos, there is a maskana, right? Wood is not kadosh, right? All wood is not kadosh, right? But that may not be true depending on what you think the conclusion is.
Right.
Okay?